Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Members of the Pella Middle School Student Council, including Ashlyn Branderhorst, Emily Blom, Braylon Enser, Mallory Westerkamp, Tess Hopkins, Ryan Sales, Kelby Sorheim, Eli Ebling, and Ryder Bates join us on today's program to talk about how they're giving back to their school and the Pella community. And we are here with the Middle School Student Council today, and we're talking about giving thanks and giving back to the community. And we'll start with you, Ashlyn. You have kind of an overview about some of the things that you've been doing among the Student Council this year. Let our listeners know some of the projects you've been working on.
We've been working on a lot of things this year. One of the things we did very recently is we worked at the well, and we did a Thanksgiving meal, and we served almost 100 people there. We also delivered movies to Mercy Hospital for children in the hospital to watch when they're, like, sick. And right now we're also waiting to hear about a grant that we wrote for Meals for the Heartland to come to the school, and it's $4,000. We made sure that every teacher had a card from the students to give thanks. We also made cards for veterans in our school on Veterans Day, and we also gave them a pop that day. We organized a fundraiser called Pajamin for Cancer, and we raised $500 to go to cancer research. And we also have club days every quarter. And Mr. McCollum, Mr. Churchma, and Mrs. Schultz brought a group of students to Crossroads and a group of students to the Marion County Humane Society.
We have some students that are going to break down some of these projects individually. Let us know some of the things you've really been kind of focusing in on here when it comes to giving back.
So our most recent event that we hosted was a fall fest for the student body. And our goal from the profit that we raised from the dance was to adopt a family for Christmas with Crossroads. And we raised about $900 from the fest overall. And the donation was from the students for the family. We're going to go shopping for the single mom and her 7-year-old son to buy a bike, blankets, grocery money, and candles. And our goal is to make this Christmas a Christmas that they'll remember.
At Pella Middle School, the students always make it a priority to show gratitude to the teachers and staff because we want thankfulness to be a part of our legacy as a group. You always see students saying thank you to teachers, like, as they walk out the door, and that's a great thing to have, showing thankfulness being a part of our normal day.
I'll be talking about greetings and how it helps kids in the morning. And so we, the Student Council, is aiming to make every student feel as if they belong in the school. And we are achieving that by greeting students at the doors in the morning. And so a few Student Council members will stand and hold the front doors open and just say good morning to the kids that come in. And we do this because maybe some kids don't feel like they ever get talked to during the day, or their morning just may have been, like, rough. And so we've noticed that as we started to do this more, kids that aren't on Student Council have also started to hold the doors and say good morning as well.
Share why you think this is such an important thing to do as a part of a Student Council and for all of your classmates here at Pella Middle School.
We think that it's important to give back to the community because they have supported us in so many ways and done so much for us. So we think it's important, like Braylon said, to give thanks to them. And one of the ways that we find it fun and enjoyable to do is by serving and just making a difference in our community. And also when we serve, we're setting an example for our school and what we value. So that makes a good impression on our school and what we are about.
Giving thanks also has some things that physically happen, like gratitude. Facts like these follow as 16% less likely to get sick. You're 19% more likely to exercise. You sleep 10% longer, and you have 25% better sleep. And many studies found that gratitude correlated with the energy you have. So if you give more thanks, you have more energy. And another study asked participants to count the blessings they made every week, and their blood pressure went significantly down.
One of the things to me that makes it important for us to give back to others is because it makes a difference in the world, and it teaches us to be thankful for the things that we have, since many other people do not have those things. So Student Council, its goal is to be the voice for the students and make everyone feel welcome at the school so that they are not left out.
So yeah, I feel like my family and a lot of other families in Pella are blessed with a lot of really good things, whatever that might be. And yeah, we just need to kind of, the things that the community has given to us, we just kind of need to give that back, because we have done so much thing. The school staff has done so many things for our entire town, and it's really good. And so I'm just really glad to be a part of student council, because then I can make that extra step to do good things for the community. And we also help our entire school make that extra step to do good things for the community.
And as I understand, another key part of this giving back project is, and really being on student council, is being leaders for your school. And I understand you're kind of learning throughout the year about that.
One of the big things about being student council is being a leader. And a good way for us to give back to the different students and different members of our community is to improve our leadership so we know how to better serve everyone. And we did this earlier on in the year at the Drake Leadership Summit, Pursuing Victory with Honor. We took the time early on to get to know each other better and kind of build off of each other, but we were also separated into different groups throughout the project so we could learn how to better work with people that we don't know and how to improve with people that we may not be familiar with and still prove to be good leaders in that situation. We went through a lot of different classes in it, mostly talking about how our words and how we're speaking can encourage people and give thanks to them, could be tied through that. And we went through different things to talk about how what we're doing as an activity can be empowered by our leadership in our different groups. So I think that's really important that student council did things like that early on, so we could better know each other and better help the other students and the community while we're trying to give back.
Once again, those were members of the Pella Middle School Student Council. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.